Hello, everyone. This is Kathy Gostosby coming to you with another episode of our podcast series. Here, we're always working on finding your greatness, enhancing your greatness, and sharing your greatness with the world. So this episode of the podcast is all devoted to building confidence in your employees by truly creating safety in the teams that comprise your employees. Now, you can be talking about one employee or 100 or 1,000 employees. It's the same premise. As you know from my formal research that I did a long time ago with a neuroscientist, as our stress goes up, our self-confidence starts to proportionally drop. When that happens, our brand value goes down, which means we're not emotionally resonating with our audience. How does that impact employees in the work setting? Well, when we're not emotionally resonating with our audience, it means we're really not emotionally resonating with ourselves, which means we're not really good with who we are. What happens when you're not good with who you are? I know when I'm not good with who I am as a person, what happens is I don't really feel good about myself, so I can't really perform. In the corporate world, in the context of employees, it means your employees have low motivation, low morale, and they cannot possibly be productive members of your team. So, what do you have to do to clear that up? You really have to create safety in teams. What am I talking about when I talk about safety? I am by no means talking about physical safety. That means a lot more to women than to men, just because of our gender. What I'm talking about is a feeling of safety that when I speak in a meeting, or when I'm with other people in my team as an employee, I feel safe voicing my thoughts, I feel safe being heard, and I matter. When I feel like I matter, then my self-confidence automatically goes up because I'm surrounded by people who I'm connected to and I have a support system. At that point, your self-confidence as an employee is higher, which means, guess what? Their stress is lower automatically, according to my formal research. So that means it's a winning formula for productivity. So if you want your employees to produce results, to grow your business more and increase your revenues, what do you have to do? You just have to stop and consider, where can you work on creating safety in your employee teams? What does that look like for your employees? Where are they showing signs that they don't feel safe? Are they not speaking out in meetings? Are they over-speaking in meetings? Are they angry? Are they slow to move production along in terms of their work product? Or are they overproducing because they're so nervous and tired and basically running close to burnout? All of those things will signal to you that you need to create safety in teams. Now, is this easy? Of course not. Everything we talk about is simple, but not necessarily easy, because it requires you to, one, care about your employees' safety and health and well-being, because you care about people, right? And it requires you to then have self-awareness and invest time in them. And it's what some people say, mushy or touchy-feely stuff. In my book, it's really not. It's human psychology. Anytime you want people to produce for you, you have to figure them out, because you care enough to produce results for them so they can produce results for you. I hope that makes sense to you. If not, stop and listen to it again. And from that place, then when you understand human psychology, anything can work to your favor, because you understand other people and what motivates them and drives them. And safety in teams drives confidence in your employees, and then they can give you the results you need. So if you found this material helpful, listen to it again, download it, and of course, share it with other people who could benefit. Share it with members of your leadership team, and share it with your family and colleagues. If you need support from me, I'm always here. Download our other material or email me, and I'm happy to have a 15-minute phone call with you. Until next time, here's to your brand. Kathy G out.